We're back. After
what up?
What up, Dan?
Fuckers.
After a long hiatus.
I'm on not much sleep.
He's on not much sleep.
Not enough water today, so it's
just
one of them days.
Just bad vibes all around for Dan.
Bad. Okay. Overall, pretty good vibes, but
overall, pretty good vibes. Lack of sleep and water, though.
Me.
You.
Me. The health vibes are down.
They're down.
So if I gotta pee during this,
yeah, we'll just keep it rolling.
You have to fill the dead
one,
air.
I'll just like,
you
just
have
talk
to fill
about
the dead
something.
Air.
Whenever we're talking about, I'll, like, make something up or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but we're back.
We're back.
I was sick.
Sick. Then Thanksgiving.
And then Thanksgiving.
And
here we are.
Now we're here. It's like we blinked it. It's like 2 weeks later.
Uh-huh. Literally. We blinked it. It's 2 weeks
then.
Fucking later. A lot has happened.
Yeah.
So let's just get right into it. No fucking dilly-dallying today.
Well, I mean, we could talk about the socials. I mean,
oh,
you
yeah.
can follow us at Losers
Twitter.
Team Pod on Twitter/X
Wait.
And MySpace.
Is it still say Twitter when you go to it?
Yeah, it still says Twitter.
It does.
I'm pretty sure. It's still Twitter.
The URL is twitter.com/losersqpod.
Yeah. Please follow us on there and MySpace.
Yeah. Apple Podcasts.
And Apple Music album soon.
That's why there you had soon. Okay.
No, the soon was actually because of the episode.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. My bad. I'm teasing the album.
Correct. Soon. what else is there? Spotify. Send us your fucking rap if we're on it.
Yeah, send it. If we're on it, I'm sorry, but please, if we're on it, please show us.
Uh huh. Because
it does show like a most listened to podcast, and if we're that for you,
yeah,
Pog.
If we're in your top five, it's Pog.
Is it even possible? It might only do music.
No, it does. It does top five.
Like just listen to period.
Top five podcasts. It has like a separate thing for podcasts.
I didn't see that.
It does.
I'll have to check that out. I believe you. I'm just saying.
Let's see. What did we get? All the socials?
No. Send us your sads, mads, bads, glads to
losersqpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And your rap.
And
you're wrapped.
Yeah. Send us your wrapped on that or Twitter.
Yeah.
I want to see
chicken
your top
wrapped,
five.
Send it.
Sure.
Spotify wrapped. Send it.
Absolutely.
I'm
gift
hungry.
Wrap. Send it.
Yeah, sure. Recommend it.
Sure.
All right. Now that's out of the way. Let's get into it. World's finals.
Yes. Hoo-wee. But also the semifinal that we didn't talk about.
Oh shit.
No, yep. It's fine. We can just skip to the final. Everyone knows who's in it anyway.
True, it has been that long. So
it's been a while.
So we got up and watched it live. We were up at
You got up.
I
was up.
What day was that? That was Saturday, right?
That was Saturday technically Sunday morning.
I had a Friendsgiving that night. Came home. And I was very tired. Went to sleep.
Perfect.
Got up. And then I started feeling sick. And I was like, well, we're up. We're watching this shit. So, you know, watched it. Went back to bed. Woke up Sunday. Felt like shit. So, that's how it went. But, real talk, we were all out. We were all up. We had a squad in the fucking
true
in the Discord, and we watched it, and thankfully, I mean, no spoilers here.
Nope,
but it's been so long.
Yeah,
thankfully, T1. It only took them three games to take them down. Let's go, baby!
Love to see that.
Mm-hmm. That felt really good.
Yeah, it felt really good for my sleep deprived ass.
Oh hell yeah! I
think
I was like whoo, I'm going back to bed.
In between 2 and 3, I started to doze off a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I really pulled it back though for the end because I didn't like, you know, I didn't fall asleep. I could feel it coming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it never happened. So and I like in between then I like got like a second wind, And yeah, it went fine. We started watching it with like I think it was like six of us, and I think we ended with like four of us.
We only possibly less.
No, it might have been seven, because Sam, who mm-hmm. fell asleep? It was Sam, Uck, and mm-hmm. Ian went to bed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So seven.
It's crazy because I think Sam got up for it too.
Yeah, I don't remember. He said he was gonna.
I can't remember if he was up or if he, you know.
Yeah.
Got up.
He just wasn't built for it.
No.
And that's okay.
Us, on the other hand, built for it. Yes. It's like we had a podcast or something.
It's like we had to be there.
And I was there. Very enjoyable. There.
Yes. Very cool. Mm-hmm.
Even.
It was just Zeus Wunner stomp fest, really.
Literally. I mean,
and that's mm-hmm. fine.
mm-hmm. I mean, it was like the Shy was like unable to play, and yep. That team does not prosper if you can't play.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah. And seemed like it was very easy for T1.
I would agree. I wish I know that it was late, and even though like I definitely wanted to sleep, there was a part of me that definitely wanted to go five. I just wanted whatever the most interesting outcome could be.
There's always a part of you that wants it to go five.
Yeah.
But then when it goes three,
it's like, well, if it goes three when it's like 5 a.m, yeah. We're okay uh-huh. with that. We're like, yeah, okay. Thank you. But if it goes five, when it's like 9 a.m, it's like, I'm already up. Like, you might as well. Like,
I'm not going back to bed. I don't think.
No, I think I'm just going to be like awake in a perpetual state of like asleep and awake for the uh-huh. rest of the day. And then just go to bed early. Easy.
Oh, I had a family thing on Sunday
yeah.
also.
I remember you said that.
So I had to get up at like 9, which, you know, that's pretty late, but you know, I still had to get up and like get ready, and I was like not feeling good, and I was like, fuck, I gotta go do this, and then came back home and I fucking died.
Damn. And now
didn't go
back
to work the next 2 days, and now we're here.
Big.
Very big.
So yeah, I all in all, world's enjoyable experience. I do we want to talk about the games at all? I didn't really take many notes because we were just watching live, kind of talking about it.
I didn't really either, but I think you really did sum it up with just like Wunner Zeus carry. Like that's literally what it was.
It really
I don't think Faker or Guma or Caria had like, you know, crazy standout plays. I think, you know, they did their jobs and they just you know, got carried.
It really felt like every game was won through topside, and I do credit that to Wunner more than anyone, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've said it since moment one. He was robbed of MVP in my opinion. Which, not that it matters. Like, Zeus obviously gets it because of like stats and whatnot. It's more flashy, mm-hmm. but It definitely should have been Wunner. He's the main reason that the Shy was in the mud and that Zeus had a lead every single game. So
yeah,
yeah. Wunner is my MVP of Worlds.
Also, we keep telling people this, but Wunner.
Oh, it's literally Wunner.
It's literally Wunner. I know. It's literally been Wunner this whole time. We've called it since the beginning.
Listen. I'm not trying to be that guy, right? But I'm gonna be that guy, because
we are those guys.
I started it, not you. Okay. I'm just you jumped on the bandwagon.
All right, you're being that guy.
I am being that guy. I already said I was gonna be that guy. Not that I want to be that guy, but if I have to be
that
guy,
all right. The Losers Q podcast started it.
Okay. You know what? Fine. We'll take it for now. I started the movement.
Yeah.
Anyways, we have carried it on, and we've been right since. And they refuse to call him Wunner mm-hmm. when it's his name, because he loves T1 so much.
If you're a true fan of the Losers Q podcast, you're a Wunner diehard.
You're a Wunner truther. It's mm-hmm. it's now your belief that it is correct. Actually Wunner. Which, in other news, since I also love T1 so much, mm-hmm. I will be legally changing my name to Wunner. So
love that.
Look out for that on future birth certificate for me. Not birth certificate. They don't. Do they change it on the birth certificate?
I don't know. All right. So
look out for that on official court documents.
All right. Do you have anything else to say on Worlds?
Do we know the World skins? Do you know them? I could name a few of them off the top of my head, but I don't know all of them.
That they said, I don't know if, you know, they're all confirmed yet. So
I think that the few that I can name right now are confirmed. So
go ahead.
I don't know the top lane for sure. I think it might be Yone. That is allegedly Yone. Jungle is Nick, also known as Lee Sin. Mid lane, Ahri. AD carry, Jinx, and then I believe support is Lux. I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure it's Lux.
I think Karrio wanted to do Lux, but
he wanted to do Kate, but they wouldn't let him because he didn't play enough games.
I think he wanted to do Lux, but...
So it's flipped. Maybe it's flipped.
Yeah.
It might be Kate.
Well, no, they didn't. I think he said he didn't want to do Lux because she's already got so many skins.
Oh.
So Giga Chad. He wanted to do Bard or Renata.
That could be good. Bard or Renata would go hard.
Yeah. So if that's it for Worlds, let's move on to important things.
Let's talk about important
Worlds pick'ems.
Oh no.
So I have one thing to ask before this. So I thought that I had chose my pick for finals.
Uh-huh.
Apparently not. So it auto picked me Weibo
nice.
Gaming.
Nice.
But I had T1.
Yeah. You did from the start. I can vouch. But
my crystal ball has that officially. So my question is, do we go with what's on here, or would you give me the extra points for...
No, we're going with what's on the thing. You're not getting the extra points. I'm sorry, Pew.
No, that's fine.
I picked Weibo. I picked Weibo to keep it interesting. I knew you were picking T1 all along. I picked Weibo on the thing. I actually selected it.
No, so, you actually did. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. So it's mine was locked in, but...
Yes.
Yeah. We're both taking the L on that one.
True.
All
right, so then let's go to the crystal ball and let's go over this real quick.
Yeah, let's talk about some balls.
We love balls here.
That's a known fact. Danny and I are ball enjoyers.
Yes, sir. So let's see. Let's start with the event. How many reverse sweeps will there be at Worlds out of 9 total best of fives? How many did you have, Matt?
I had 2.
I had 1. That's a dub for me. 50 points.
Thanks. Love to see that for Dan.
All right. What will be the duration of the longest single game at Worlds? I had 45 minutes to 49:59.
Yep, same.
That's 50 points for both of us. All right. Champions.
Nope. How many pentakills will there be at Worlds?
Oh yeah. Sorry, duh.
You were going to cross over those, huh?
Because I literally just skipped because I didn't get them right. So.
He said, those don't matter. My name's not on those. Fuck them. How many pentakills will there be at Worlds? I had 3+.
I had 2.
Plus 50 for me. which Drake will be killed the most at Worlds? I randomly picked Mountain Dragon. I was wrong.
I had Hextech.
Yeah.
I did not randomly. I chose that.
How many Baron skills will there be at Worlds? I had 6 to 8. I got no points.
I had 9+.
But
it was not like last year.
It was not like last year.
Guma didn't carry in the finals.
True. Champions played in most different roles.
There was like a million.
There's a lot. How many? Who did you have?
Let's see. I had Poppy, but of the ones that could have been picked, it was Caitlyn, Tristana, Rell, Poppy, Lissandra, Maokai, Jayce, Set, Cassante, Yone, Gragas, Talia, Ashe, Senna. Holy shit! And they all had 2.
Yeah.
So we both had
Poppy, +50.
+50. All right. Who will be picked the most during Champ Select at Worlds? I had Lee Sin.
I had Renekton.
It was Cassante, double L there.
Yeah.
Who will be the most banned champ during Champ Select at Worlds?
I had Cassante.
I had Silas. It was Nico.
Fuck. That's crazy, actually.
Who will have the most total deaths at Worlds? I had Lee Sin.
I had Rell. Who won? Oh, it was... Okay, never mind. I see now at the bottom it shows the most...
Yeah.
Okay. I had Alistar. 3rd place.
Not bad.
Yeah, what'd you get?
I had Rell. Well, oh, no, wait. I had Lee Sin, but Rell was... Who,
oh, Rell was...
Who,
I, yeah. You're, I'm Rell.
I know. I am literally fucking Rell. who will have the highest win rate at Worlds, minimum 5 games played? I had Kai'Sa.
I had Kalista, L.
L for me also. It was Yone.
Hate to say that. It was Yone.
Let's see. Players. Who will play the most different champs at Worlds? I had Bin.
I had Kanavi. L.
It was on.
Yep.
Who will get the most kills in a single game at Worlds? I had Ruler.
I also had Ruler. It was aiming. L.
L. Who will have the highest KDA at Worlds? I had Ruler.
I had Ruler as well. Guma Yusi.
It was
guy.
Goo.
Pog. Should have picked him. L.
L. Who will get the most first blood kills at Worlds? I had Jun.
I had Caps. I like the Jun pick.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
It was Wunner, Scout, and Bean J.
Yeah.
L.
Well, I got third place. I got 10 points off of that.
Not
one,
L.
So we'll take that one.
Who will get at least one pentakill at Worlds? I had Paze.
I had Ruler. L.
L. It was Crowny, Slider, and Route. And Route. And for teams, which two from a region with two seeds or less will advance furthest to Worlds? I can't believe I got this one wrong. I had PSG Talon.
I also had PSG Talon. L.
L. It was Gami Sports. Which team will win the shortest game duration at Worlds? I had Beijing Jimdong Gaming Intel Esports Club.
Yeah, I also had Beijing Jimdong Gaming Intel Esports Club. L?
I was going to say, if you weren't going to say it, I was going to make you.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to say it.
T1 did
T1
that.
T1 had it, yeah.
Which team will have the most Baron steals at Worlds? I had G2 Esports.
I had BLG.
It was L. Team BDS. D plus Kia. Gami Sports Fanatic. L.
L.
Now, the easiest.
Oh, yeah, the easiest.
The easiest question to answer.
Sure.
Here was which team will win Worlds?
Who'd
T1,
you pick,
baby.
I picked Beijing Jibdog Gaming Intel Esports Club. L for me.
Yes. Plus 100.
Oops. That's a lot of points.
Which team will play the most different champs at Worlds? I had Generation G Gaming. Is that what it is? I have
Generation.
No idea.
It's just Generation Gaming.
Generational Gaming.
I had
that's our esports club.
I had, to no one's surprise, Beijing Jimdog Gaming Intel Esports Club, and it's just an L. This
and
went
that
to
was, that
Weibo
was
Gaming. fuck a what Audi?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move over to total points. So let's start with the picks. I think we tied in the picks.
I believe we did. I had 90.
I also had 90.
Yeah.
If oh man, I would have defeated you.
Well, don't worry, I think you did. So.
Crystal ball.
You got to say yours first. I'm going last.
I had 250 points.
Yep, I did not make it. I had 170.
Yeah.
So.
Closer than I thought. Well, I thought okay. So.
If I had
you
just,
said
go ahead.
You said that. You didn't think you had any right in the crystal ball.
Because I thought I had zero. Like, I checked it the day after, and everything was black. I was like, oh, my God, I didn't get a single right. I was like, how did I do this?
I was like, oh, shit, let's go. I got this. I won. But then today took another look, and
I
said,
like, oh, my God.
Oh, shit, I'm sweating.
Yeah, no, that 100 points secured you the bag. If I would have just remained faithful to T1.
Yeah,
I would have gotten there, but I'm you know yeah. what I don't.
We
got
to be interesting.
Yeah, no, I picked JDG because I thought they would win. I didn't. Yeah. I didn't think that it was.
Which I don't think it was a bad pick at all.
I mean, they made it look like a bad pick in the semifinal, but
correct.
I think T1 just had plot armor.
Yeah, yeah, they really did. Yeah. So total, I had 340 points.
Yeah, total I had 260. Yeah,
260. Bug.
No.
I think what I'm most angry about is that if I did the T1 guess right, I think it would have had me in a higher tier for my picks, and that's really all I care about.
Need the higher tier.
Literally, I would have been in the A tier. Fuck. So.
I would have also been in the A tier, but I mean, yeah. what do you even get? You get like a.
I don't know. You get
some,
things.
You get some
I
emotes.
Like things.
You get some emotes.
You get some capsules, bro. I mean, I don't know. What do I need them for? I guess schemes.
You don't need them.
I guess skeins, but that's it. Skeins. All right, skeins. So I haven't given you your skin from last year.
Because I think what happened was I was waiting for the DRX skins to come out because I didn't want any skins that were out. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we could just call it a wash or we could buy each other a skin still. just to fulfill the bet.
What's it called?
I don't know.
What am I talking about here?
I wish I knew.
In the spirit of...
The spirit of the bet.
Almost Christmas. Yeah, almost in Christmas. Spirit of the bet.
We will both give a gift.
Let's give a gift.
Big. We will now be waiting until the T1 skin comes out for me. we could do that, or we could just, like, you know, like, give each other a skin now. It's up to you. I'm fine with waiting.
I'm fine with waiting, too. We'll just forget till next year anyways.
Exactly.
But for real, I think let's wait.
I'm done with that. So that wraps up Worlds.
True.
I think it's done.
Overall, what'd you think?
Overall, it was fine. I'm okay with the outcome. Faker win his other one. Sucks it didn't happen, you know, when we were there. But like.
True.
Mm-hmm. You know, he still won another one. That's a needle mover, I would say.
I think I'm just glad that this roster won.
Yeah, it felt like they were always like the best team in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And them not having like a championship to prove that, whether it's MSI or mm-hmm. this one, it didn't feel right, but now that they have it, it feels
Bug.
Right. Everything mm-hmm. is right in the world. We're good with it.
Also, last year I don't think you could have gotten a better storyline with
No,
you know,
DRX had DRX to win that winning. One. We're cool.
Like, it like a team that goes from like all the way from they're like finishing in summers and then making it through the regional tournament to get in,
yep.
and then making it through play-in, just making it through everything.
Yeah, they overcame nothing... more adversity than any team that's ever won a tournament or League of Legends tournament has mm-hmm. ever done. So,
Weibo was close to some. Similar, so
true. You could mm-hmm. argue their road there was easier, though.
Yeah, I do agree their road there was easier.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it for Worlds. It was good. It was fun.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. Bring it back. It will be back. Mm-hmm. We'll be there. We'll be there next year for sure.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. There's All right. active discussions ongoing.
There is.
Allegedly.
We will see. I'd like to be involved in those discussions a little bit more.
I think we will. Yeah, we'll discuss it, to say the least.
All right then. Let's switch gears to to fantasy football.
Our football fantasy, even.
Yes. Let me see. How many weeks? Let's see.
Playoffs are in. 1 week, I believe.
Oh, wait, here. I literally just saw it. Playoffs is, let's see, week 14 is the last week of regular season. Week 15, 16, and 17 are quarterfinal, semifinal, and final.
Yeah.
So, let's see. So, where did we leave off at? Probably week 10?
I think we had just become a 500 team. We were just now, yes. or just then, 5-5,
mm-hmm.
and now look at us.
Yes, we have won the last 3 weeks. Last week we won by 1.36 points.
Huge.
God, that's Zay Flowers is my hero.
I love him so much.
Yes.
He's literally my goat.
Yes, it was awesome. This week is really tough. I'm playing the. We're playing the guy who's leading the fucking the league.
Oh,
he's also the commissioner. So, clearly
there
he also had the first round draft pick. So,
Wait, so it's rigged.
It's rigged as fuck. You know.
That's crazy.
So he is. Let me see. He's 11-1. I think. Yeah, he's 11-1. The next closest person in second is 8-4. Like. That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, when you rig the draft in your favor, it makes sense.
Yeah.
You're expected to do good, so, you know, whatever. I'm not impressed by it, but we'll knock him down a peg for sure.
I'm not either. But with our current three-game win streak, that does put us at fifth in the standings.
Correct.
out of the 14-team league. So
huge update just now. We just found Matt Gay on waivers, or not on waivers. He was just a free agent.
Oh,
he's back.
Yeah. I could have told you that.
He's back. We brought him back.
Now, real quick, I was looking yesterday at some of the available players.
Yeah, heavy.
And I was wondering if Zay Jones would be a good pickup. I don't know. I think he's the first string on the Jags, and it looks like he just came back from injury.
He's kind of.
And
like...
I see that we have a spot open, so I was wondering what you thought of that pickup.
He's kind of like the third guy on that team, like the third.
And that's also what I was wondering. Yeah.
He's not more than that to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I respect the idea, but no, he's not consistent enough yet either. He's just never gonna get the usage that the other two receivers on that team will get. So
yeah,
he's gonna stay a free agent.
Yeah, there's a few people on my opponent's team that are questionable, and I'm really hoping that they break their ankle, get in a car accident, die before the game.
Yeah, but he's right. I also hope that too. I do not want them to survive.
Mm-hmm. So, Jalen Hurts, sorry, it's got to be like this.
I'm not.
But
fuck that guy.
that's the only way that Russell Wilson's going to beat you in fantasy.
That's not true. Let Russ cook.
I know, but. But yeah, so we've got a tough week here, but I think we got another tough week next week too.
True.
I think we play the guy in second, but he doesn't manage his team, and hopefully there's, you know, some of his players are on bye and he doesn't look at that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter either way because we're gonna win.
Yeah.
This has been a huge turnaround on the year for us. So
yeah. I really need CeeDee Lamb to just go off tonight. That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be good for us. But
it'd be a great start to the week.
Will it happen, though?
We'll see.
Hard to say. I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, if anyone's going to do it, it's got to be my boy CD.
All right, then real quick, let's talk about our pick-ems. Let's just give an update on the score because we missed a couple weeks or
about
a few weeks.
go ahead.
And then we'll go over this week.
True.
So, after week 12, the standings are me, Dan, 110 out of 176.
True.
And Matt is 123 out of 176. Not going to lie, both of these scores are kind of fucking insane. Like...
Yeah,
how many we've gotten right.
We're getting over 50% for both
like,
of us. So.
Yes, huge fucking like percentage of guess correct. So
yeah,
I think that's pretty outstanding.
I think mine's even more impressive with how often I've picked the Bears to win. Literally every week, by the way.
And that's not been good. I honestly think I think I'm missing probably two or three points because I just flip-flop on doubting the Packers and going with the Packers, so it's tough.
Maybe the Matthew Masterson strategy is like the play. You just
it really may have been.
You just got
both the times I thought they were gonna lose, they won.
Yeah.
Like,
well.
I had the Lions and they beat the Lions, which I was very surprised.
It's
you know, I said
being faithful.
I said you know. Since the beginning that the Lions are going to win the division, but I don't know anymore. Could be the Bears. Who knows?
It can't, I think mathematically it can't be. So. I also don't know if the Packers can either. They might be able
I don't,
to.
I don't think so.
It would have to be a historic collapse by the Lions, which as a football enjoyer who is a fan of a team in the NFC North, I know for a fact they are capable of doing that. So,
yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah,
but
we'll see. Yeah. Joshua Dobbs, after two good weeks.
Yeah,
He's in the fucking dirt.
For now, it was a rough week.
Alopecia got his ass. Hopefully this week will be better.
I don't think Alopecia does that.
Yeah, it got him.
Oh no. Rest in peace, the Alopecian assassin.
Yeah. So let's go over our picks this week.
Yeah.
All right. You want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll follow.
Okay, so for some reason I picked the Sea Eagles. and I was like, wait a second. I want the boys, so I'm taking the boys.
You flip-flopped, huh?
I flipped before we started recording.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. I've got Dallas winning as well. This one was actually a bit tougher for me than I thought. I really think that this Seahawks team is like got a lot of potential. I think that they could be a playoff team, sleeper playoff team.
Yeah.
And I would not be surprised if they beat Dallas tonight.
I wouldn't be either. All right, now we've got Indianapolis at Tennessee. Well, Matt Gay supremacy, so
yeah,
you know where we're at.
This Colts team is fun. They're winning a lot of
games. It is fun.
People don't expect to win, and they're winning with a backup quarterback and a not so crazy roster. And their defense has been pulling through for me in multiple ways. So I am going with the Colts.
But they have Matt Gay, so
they also have Matt Gay. That's another bonus.
Yeah,
we believe in Matt Gay supremacy. He's best kicker in football.
And then we've got the Chargers at New England. Mac Jones does not deserve to play football.
Yeah, that team kind of sucks. I also picked the Chargers, even though this Chargers team has looked kind of, I don't know.
Yes, I feel like they look good, and they've gotten kind of unlucky at some points, but you know,
they've had a tough year.
You gotta win the games.
Tough schedule, a lot of injuries.
Yeah,
it's not easy being cheesy.
Yeah,
they need to fire their head coach because he sucks.
Maybe, don't know.
Maybe.
I
do. He sucks. He's bad. Get him out of there.
Then we've got the Lions at the Saints. I've got the Lions in this one. I feel like the Saints have kind of fallen off a cliff a little bit.
I completely agree with that, but I also think that Lions team looks very scared win football games. So,
yes.
I believe this is the start of a bit of a slide for them. I'm going with New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can agree with that, but I feel like New Orleans is already in the slide, so
true.
I'm hoping it continues.
it definitely could.
Atlanta at the New York Jets.
This is a game.
This one was tough. The New York Jets are having a real tough time finding any kind of consistency, it feels like.
True.
In that quarterback position, in that throwing guy position.
Yep.
Thankfully, Zach Wilson is warming the bench. But was it Brock Purdy? That's his name?
Brock Purdy? What about Brock Purdy?
That's who's their QB right now, right?
No, Brock Purdy's the 49ers QB.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
Their QB is
What's his name?
You just told it to me like the other day.
I know, and we literally already forgot. I think we did this earlier.
it's some fucking dude. He sucks. It doesn't matter. Yeah,
but he looks more like a quarterback than Zach Wilson.
Yeah, that doesn't take much. The dude's got the frame like a 19-year-old boy.
And so for that reason, I have the Falcons.
Yeah, I also have the Falcons. I think this one will be a defensive grit fest with like it's gonna be like 13-10. Bank on that.
Yeah,
lock that one in.
Locked in.
It's locked in.
Let's see.
I'm putting the house on that one.
Prove it.
It's already done.
Next, we have Arizona at Pittsburgh. Man, I like this Arizona team and where they've gone to, but I also really like this Pittsburgh team, so I went with them.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's offense is fucking dog shit, but I think Arizona is not trying to win football games, so it's an Arizona loss for this league.
As long as Kyler Murray throws some fucking balls and, you know, get some catches,
and James Conner,
I'm happy.
James Conner,
yes, that too, that too.
Mm-hmm. My boy, JC, both of them late waiver pickups. Yeah, I need them to perform, but I don't think that it's a win.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
Next, we've got Miami at Washington. This is going to be a 70-10 game.
no shot.
won by the Dolphins.
I kind of hope you're right, just because it'd be funny to see a team do that twice in a year. But
it would be hilarious.
I picked the Dolphins, but I don't think it's gonna be 70-10. It'll probably still be a blowout.
Yeah. Now we've got Denver at Houston. What am I looking at? I picked Houston. I might eat my words here, or eat my pick, I should say.
Pick.
You know, maybe I should just let Russ cook, but I'm not.
Yeah,
I wasn't really sure on this one, TBH.
They are on like a 5-game win streak right now. I'm pretty sure. They being the Broncos. I do really like this Houston team. I think CJ Stroud is actually playing like the best quarterback in football.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool to see. Mm-hmm. But you got to just let Russ cook. And I think he's cooking. I think we're finally seeing the cooking that was expected to happen last year.
Yeah, I think it's tough for me to put my faith in that Broncos team right now, but
how?
Maybe I should change my tune.
I think they're literally the hottest team in football.
I know.
You're like, I don't know. 5-game winning streak, Dan's like, I need to see more.
I don't know.
Anyways, Broncos country, let's ride.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Next, we have Carolina at TB.
TB.
TB. I've got TB winning this.
Yeah. This is Tampa Bay W all the way. Mm-hmm. I will not pick the Carolina Panthers to win a game this year.
Yeah. All right. Next, we've got the Browns at the Rams.
Yarp.
I got the Rams winning.
I also have the Rams winning. I think that this one could be a flip, though. Like,
I agree. I thought this one was tough for me.
I can't confidently say that the Rams team is going to win any game that I've picked for them ever. So, they're who I've got.
Mm-hmm. Next, you've got San Francisco at the Eagles. Jalen Hurts is freaking nuts. So, I've got him.
He's pretty good at football.
Mm-hmm.
Not having an MVP season, despite what people think, that one game does not move me enough. But I did pick the Eagles to win this one.
Oh, did you watch their game last week?
I have no way to, so I did not. Oh, but I know what happened. I saw highlights.
I did watch that. I feel real bad for Josh Allen.
I don't.
And who dropped that? Who dropped that pass? Did you see the It was like the one guy like misran, like he ran the route wrong, and it would have been like a touchdown if he ran the route right.
I don't remember who that was.
I can't remember either. Anyways, we've got Kansas City at GB.
GB.
I've got Kansas City winning.
So much for sticking with your team. I even
please picked, don't let me down, Pat.
I picked the Bears against the Kansas City Chiefs. You wouldn't even pick the Packers?
Hell nah.
Crazy. Coward.
And this
Kansas City's winning this game.
I hope this is
a fucking stomp.
Literally, the trend that's happening though is that Green Bay is gonna fucking win this. So
no,
we'll see what I mean. I hope you're right because that goes with my pick. But
yeah,
the trend says otherwise.
Sorry, no.
And then the Monday game, we've got the Bengals at Jacksonville. I've got the spotted predator cat.
Okay, not the striped one.
Correct.
Correct. Yeah, the striped one is currently not the predator. They are the prey.
Correct.
Since old Joey B broke his thumb or whatever the fuck it was.
ACL, yeah, it was.
I don't remember what it was.
Something like that. It was something in his wrist. So, but he's getting surgery. So
yeah,
he out.
They are in the mud forever for the rest of the year. So it's a Jacksonville clear.
Yep. But, who you got winning the bye week?
Well, my team's on there, so I've got to pick the Bears.
I got Baltimore winning.
Oh, yeah.
Zay Flowers supremacy.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, sorry. I got to pick my team still, so.
Yeah. Nope.
Mandatory.
Completely. Yep. Completely makes sense.
Thank you for understanding, Dan.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now that's out of the way.
Football.
Back to leg.
Leg.
So, silly season.
It's back.
It's upon us. It's here. Thankfully, someone has, Sheep Esports has made a website that's got all the transfers from the LEC, the LCS, and the LCK. Since LPL, it's like you don't usually hear about that until like they start. And you're like, oh, shit.
True.
Everyone's moved.
Yeah, it's like sometimes shit just happens, and it's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think that we quickly run through this. Let's start with the easiest one, G2 Esports. Nothing's changing. Nice.
Correct.
Who All right.
Seen this coming?
Yeah. All right.
Do we want to just, since we're going from like bottom up, let's just do that. Right?
Fuck it. Yep.
Yeah. Team Vitality, top laner, mm-hmm. still Photon, jungler, Daglis, Bo out, mid lane, Vithio instead of Perks, mm-hmm. AD carry, Karzi instead of Upset, he's back. And yes. Vitality, Kaiser is now Heliosang.
Yes. Huh?
Yep. They have fused into one, and it actually just turns out Heliosang just consumed him. So.
All right. So now we're at Carmine Corp. Up in the top lane, we have Cabo Shard. In the jungle, we've got Bo. Mid lane, we've got Saken. ADC, we have Upset. And support, we have Targamas.
Poggers. This is mm-hmm. a new team in the LEC, too.
Yeah, Saken played in the LEC, and Cabo Shard played in the LEC previously.
And
well, they've all played in
yeah,
the...
Oh, you're
previously,
saying, like,
but
a bit longer ago. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, so, like, Cabo Shard, he was, when I first started watching League, and when Vitality was, like, you know, getting, like, second, third place in the splits, uh-huh. he was on that Vitality team, and then he went back Correct. To, he's been on KC for a pretty long time now, and Saken's played on a couple teams and hasn't really been that good, so we'll see what happens.
Yes, we will.
All right, and Rogue, they're back.
They're back. After uh-huh. Koi was not popular enough? I don't know.
I have no idea what happened.
Who cares? Fuck them. All is right in the world. We have Rogue Larson once again.
Yes, sir.
It's all we needed.
Mm-hmm.
Shigenda, still the top laner. Maorang
Run it.
Out.
I'm peeing.
No, you're good. Maorang out. Markoon in. Larson still farming in the mid lane. Comp still the AD carry. Advian no longer the support there. Now starting Zolas. I don't exactly know who that is, but hopefully he sucks. Heretix, new top laner. It's Wonder. Jungler Yankos back with Heretix. Wonder Yankos top side pretty pog, and their mid laner. You're never gonna guess who it is. I'm going to tell you, it's Perks. He's taking over for Video, and that's Perks, Yankos, Wonder, reunited. AD carry Flacked, he had a pretty solid back half of the year. Hopefully he can keep that trend up. And then support, Mercer out, Kaiser in. Big opportunity for Kaiser. I have high hopes for this team. I hope that Wonder, Yankos, Perks can pop off. SK Gaming, top laner, still irrelevant, not going to even talk about it.
Hold up.
SK Gaming, mid jungler. Sorry, Dan, I'm going to keep going. It's
Heretix is G2 light.
Nope, don't care. SK Gaming, Isma.
That they are.
Surtis, out in
Isma
mid lane.
Isma what?
Isma Niski in the mid lane. Their AD carry, still Xbox kick. Their support, still DOS. Fnatic.
My turn.
Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
You were going to start a support? Come on.
Yeah, I'm looking up.
Fnatic in top lane is Oscarin in. Sorry. Jungle is Rezork. Humanoid stayed in the mid lane. Noah stayed as ADC, and they have Jun as their support.
True.
XL. Let's see. Odawamne still in the top lane. Peach still in the jungle. Jackie's is in the mid lane. Patrick still bot lane, and Ignar is in support role.
Yeah, coming over from the LCS.
Team BDS. The only change here is Ice in
chill
in the ADC role, which is insane. Like,
yeah, Crown sucked. It's insane they finally upgraded. If only they could get a top laner that had more champions to play that aren't Garen, Darius, Olaf.
I know, like,
unleash yourself from the shackles. Adam is not a good player. I'm sorry.
Yes, he's. I don't think so. They're like, just pick the weird champs, yo.
Yeah,
come
on. Pick the funny one. They're like, Adam, do it. Pick Olaf. Yeah,
pick the funny one. Pick Garen.
He's like,
it's
no,
funny.
Please. Don't make me.
I just want to play Cassante.
Literally, he just. Yeah, they won't let him. Tim Boyle found it. It's Tim Boyle. Sorry.
Thank you. Related.
Tim Boyle is now starting top laner for Team BDS.
Yes. All right, and then Mad Lions. Everybody changed but El Yoya. So top lane is my room.
Yep, that works. Nope, that's good.
Jungle's El Yoya. Mid lane is Freskoy.
Freskawi.
ADC is Supa. Supa. And then support is Alvaro.
Big.
Bug.
Love to see that.
God, there's so many more.
Yep.
All right, Shopify Rebellion.
this is LCS now, by the way.
Yeah, LCS. Who the fuck is Shopify Rebellion?
This is formerly known as TSM. But it's so Shopify bought like a league spot. So this is
Now. All right, so they have Fake God, Boogie, Insanity, B-Voy, and Zazel. I don't know about this team. I don't know about it. We'll see.
This is a very last place team.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even talk about the fact that LCS is now 8 teams instead of 10. We should probably bring that up real quick. It's not that big of a deal. It's 8 teams instead of 10. That's all you need to know.
Everyone says it's like good for the league, but I'm like, Going less teams sounds bad, but I mean, I guess the bottom teams are fucking buns anyways.
Maybe they'll find a way to make it work. Maybe they'll start making them play best of three. We can only pray.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Fuck was.
And here, wait. They
oh,
so
okay.
basically
we gotta talk about this more now.
Just one thing. So yeah, LCS yeah, went to the teams and they were like, "Do you want to leave?" And they're like, "Yeah."
Is that official?
Yeah.
I read a report that like. Evil Geniuses and I don't remember the other team that's out.
Was it Golden Guardians?
Yeah, Evil Geniuses and Golden Guardians both put out like tweets saying that they were kicked or they were leaving the LCS due to the fact that they're reducing the teams. But I read a report in an article that said that those teams wanted out.
Yes, yes.
So
that's what it was. Yeah. I think they sent out to everybody.
Correct. I think they wanted out.
Yeah.
So they just let them go.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right, see ya.
Exactly. It was entirely EG and GG just wanting out more than anything.
So now those last two spots, they should be relegation spots.
100%. And it should be that way. It won't, but it should.
It absolutely should be. Those two teams, they don't have to pay in. All they got to do is fucking play good and
or something.
Yes, yes. Top two teams down there get in and then. You know, if you're ninth or tenth, get the fuck out of here. So
yeah, that'll never happen.
That's how it should be. All right, FlyQuest, up at the top lane, Bwipo. In the jungle, it's Inspired. Mid lane, Jensen.
Yuck.
ADC is Masu, and support is Busio. I don't know if I have any faith in the LCS.
I like the top side of this team, but that's about it.
Team Liquid, top lane, Impact. He's back.
It's like third stint on Impact.
Literally. jungle is Umpty. Mid lane is APA. I don't know about all that.
I don't know.
ADC is Yeon, and support is Core JJ. This guy is never leaving.
Yeah.
100 Thieves. So someday, finally, his tired hands can rest.
Finally.
We've got Sniper, who he's... Is this who I'm thinking of? Yeah, yeah, he's been General playing for... Sniper, yeah, he's like been playing for challenge. A long time, yeah.
Poggers.
Jungle is River. Mid lane is Quid. ADC is Meech. And support is Ayla.
Ayla.
Is Double Lift retired again?
I don't know. I would just assume yes.
They should run. He should run back the same video, retirement video he did last time.
That'd be really funny. Just re-release.
That'd be
it.
Really funny. Cloud9. Everybody is the same, but mid lane.
Yeah.
And support.
And yeah. So not everyone is the same.
Not everyone is the same.
No.
mid lane is now JoJo Pune, which
huge.
Which first of all, I heard he was getting offers from LCK.
Live Sandbox, I believe it was. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very cool.
That'd have been nuts.
Yeah.
If you went there. And support is Vulcan once again.
Cool.
Immortals, we have Castle in the top lane, Armeo in the jungle, Mask in the mid lane, Tactical in the ADC role, and Ole in the support role. Dignitas, they don't got everybody figured out yet. Top lane is Rich. Jungle is XU. And mid lane is Dove. He gonna get Dove.
True.
NRG almost ran it back. Ignar is now
who he. That's Spider-Man meme, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I think Ignar is just like a natural support, so that's the that's the edge he has. But
yeah.
We expect big things from NRG and Cloud9, and the rest is in the mud.
Yep, crazy. We got one more. You wanna?
There's one more.
Take turns.
Oh,
LCK, baby.
I thought you were talking about in the thing. Anyways, okay, bro. okay, dude, man, bro, or whatever the fuck this team's name is.
Yeah, it's lane, okay, dude, man, bro.
Jungler, Gideon, mid lane, Karis, AD carry, Envy, support, effort, still.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dragon X Gaming.
Oh, yeah. Lane. Sorry. Do you want me
good.
To go?
No. I'll spit these two, then you get the next two, and then we'll switch off.
Sick.
Top lane, still Rascal. Jungler, it is Sponge. I don't know why that's funny. Mid lane, no longer Fade. It is now C-Tab. C-Tab? I don't know. ADK and Paddock. This guy was pretty good. I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think he, we expect good things from him. DRX support, no longer Barrel. He is now full-time Waifu Genshin Whale. It is now Pleeta. Pleeta.
Pleeta.
Pleeta.
KT Rolster. Oh, Barrel is back.
Barrel is back.
Deft is in the bot lane, and Pioshik is in the bungle.
True.
They said, let's get the band back together.
Yep. Their top lane and mid lane still not determined.
Live Sandbox. Top lane is Clear. Jungle is Willer.
Willer
mid lane.
We're back.
Yes, sir.
Willer
is closer.
Rise up.
ADC is Henna and
Yeah. Astralis legend Jonghoon.
Wow.
Making an LCK transfer.
Let's go. Okay.
I believe he was from an academy team in the LCK before, but I could be wrong.
I don't know.
Me.
You got D plus Kia? Yeah, hit
D
it.
D plus Kia, no longer Kana in the top lane. It is now World's MVP, Kingen. Jungler.
Huh?
Not who you... Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yep.
Yep. Anyways, Jungler, not who you'd think it is. It's not Canyon anymore. It is... Canyon.
Canyon, yeah.
It is Lucid. Mid lane, still Showmaker. He'll be here till he dies. AD carry, Deft, no longer there. It is now Kellen.
Aiming.
That's wrong. Aiming. highest KDA at Worlds or something like that, or most kills in a game at Worlds. It's got to mean something. Support, still Kellen. He's
not
there.
Picked on my fucking
True.
Crystal ball, that's for sure.
True. Kwangdong Freaks, there's one person there. It's still Andal.
That's
it. The rest, we don't know for sure, but I'm sure Dudu will maybe.
I was just going to say.
Triumphant
that.
Return. All right, Dan, hit me with it.
We've got Nongshim Red Force. We have These Nuts.
Yep.
in the top lane, and in the mid lane, it's a fucking party. Or for the Hispanic folks, it's a fiesta. Hanwha Life Esports. We have Doran in the top lane, Peanut in the jungle, Zekka in the mid lane, Viper in the ADC role, and Delight in the support role.
No way
did Gen G get rid of Delight. I don't know. I mean, he did. He played all right at Worlds, I guess.
It probably wasn't their choice, if we're being honest. Yeah. Oh, man, I get to announce the two best teams. T1, easy. World Champion Zeus, still in the top lane. World's MVP Zeus, I should say. Rightful World's MVP Wonners, still in the jungle role. Mid lane, guess who it is?
The carry.
Gooba Yussi and support Karia, obviously. Uh-huh. Gen G coming out swinging with a huge free agency. They got Keen in the top lane. They got Canyon in the jungle. Best jungler that Chovy's ever played with, automatically, he could suck next year and he'd still just be the best he's ever played with. Chovy in the mid lane, crazy. Payne's still the AD carry. We hope he has a better Worlds next year than he did this year. And then Lehen's replacing Delight. I think that's about as good as it can get if you're replacing a support. Replacing your Delight with Lehen's, pretty good.
Lay hands.
Yep.
All right.
Some other interesting news. Reckless no longer on Fnatic. He's now the support for T1 Esports Academy.
Thank you. Okay, wait. So T1, or not T1, LCK has, they have like three levels. So they have Academy,
and then Challengers,
then LCK.
Yes.
So he's on like the third string team.
Which is so funny to me.
I think that is really funny.
I believe they also signed FlyQuest legend Jose Diodo to their academy team as well.
Yeah, I think I did see that.
Which I really hope that this is like a trend that keeps happening, where like the LCK teams pick up like players they think have talent, and like try and develop that.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see some people like us out there eventually, Dan.
You'll see me out there for sure.
No, not us specifically. I'm just saying, like, Americans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure, bro.
Yeah, I mean, probably, for sure. Probably not ever going to happen. But I picture, like, one day, like, someone like Stixxay on this T1 team.
And, right where he belongs.
Right where he belongs.
On a Korean team.
Literally. Free my man.
True.
He should be on this Fnatic Academy team. Or this, this T1 Academy team.
Yeah.
Or like the Gen G Academy team should sign him.
Someone, please.
Someone in Korea, please.
Yeah.
sign Stixxay, because he lost his team in the offseason. Because they left.
Which is tragic. They literally left.
So Stixxay doesn't get to play this year. Well, at least
Golden Guardian said, "Oh shit, we can leave?" Like... Right now?
It's just okay?
It's just... No repercussions? All right. We can just leave all of our players homeless?
Yep.
Fuck
now
it.
Now they're homeless. Now Stixxay doesn't have a home.
All right. That's it for all the roster changes that we have. LPL is, and always will be, a mystery.
Yes. It's also probably starting in the next 5 days. No way to know for sure. Also, playoffs is right around the corner. It's the great anomaly. It's Schrodinger's LPL final. When will it happen?
Literally, Schrodinger's LPL league rosters.
Yeah. It's all.
Does it start?
It is both simultaneously happening and not happening.
And not happening. They are simultaneously playing and on Chinese New Year at the same time.
Anyways,
we're talking media.
It's finally a media review. We're back.
Let's slow it the fuck down here and talk about some fucking media.
Yeah.
As you know, it's been a race.
I forgot. It was a race to see which I guess series got done first.
And this wasn't even the first one that got done.
Technically it is, because we're still watching through Spider-Man, but that's you're not, so
true. Spider-Man.
You should join us though, because it's always funny.
I think I might just join just cause, but like,
you're gonna have to for this.
I'm not gonna make you guys wait for me.
It's gonna be a banger. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. So
We're talking Planet of the Apes.
We're talking Monkey, baby.
We're talking Dawn. We're talking Rise. Is it Dawn then Rise?
Yes.
Dawn then Rise then War.
War.
All of these should have different names. The first one should be Rise. The second one should be War, and the third one should be Dawn. And I will not be convinced otherwise.
Sure, fuck it. Sure. I'll roll with it.
That's my review. Tens across the board.
Yes.
I love these movies very much.
Here, wait, can I? So we being Matt and I, we watched the first two together.
Correct.
And then the third one, I was like, fuck, dude, I gotta watch this before here. And I ended up working late, so I could not watch it with Matt on Tuesday. So I was like, where the fuck can I watch that? So I asked Matt. He says Hulu. At home, I check Hulu, and it's like, sorry, man. You can only watch this if you got live TV.
Yeah, I'm
like,
too.
This is bullshit. So I was like, all right, Amazon Prime's got to have it. And I was like, oh, I got to log in? I don't want to go through all that. And I was like, all right, there's got to be something. So so I go to YouTube TV, and I was like, is it here? It was there.
Huge.
I had to watch it with ads, but, you know.
Oh no!
We do what we gotta do.
Sorry, bro, you lost. I'm paying the premium to not watch it with ads.
Yeah.
You know you can
well
rent
well YouTube TV.
Right? You can just rent movies on YouTube, right? You know that.
It was YouTube TV. I didn't have to rent it. I didn't have to pay for it. Nothing,
like,
but
you could pay for it.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't wanna.
Yeah. No. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. I'm a cheap guy, so I didn't pay for it.
Nothing wrong with that, Pimp.
So yeah, I did watch it. You know, there was a time there where I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to watch it. So this media review almost didn't happen.
It almost didn't happen. It almost was an album. I don't know if that was actually ever a thought of yours, but it was my thought.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't sure we were making
it. I was thinking
it. But we made it.
Yes. So I guess let's get through these movies. Let's start with the first one.
You think so?
What's the guy's name who's in that?
James Franco.
Yeah. What's his name?
Will. No. fuck, dude. It's Harry Osborn. That's his name in the movie.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's strange, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember his name. Is it Will?
It's literally Will.
God, I'm so smart. I got it on my first try.
I know,
he
did. You kind of popped off.
You think I was wrong.
I know.
It's fucked up.
I really just wanted you to say Harry Osborn. So.
you were trying to bait me into it. It worked.
I was. It did. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised I didn't say it as like the first thing that I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I held my tongue.
Mm-hmm. This one... just like, you know, kind of sets a scene for the rest of the movies.
True.
Some would say it's the dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Some would say it's the dawn. You could say that.
Others say it's the rise.
Others, like myself, would say it's the rise. I believe this to be the rise.
All right, real quick before we get into this anymore, is that like a popular take? Do other people
definitely seen it before. It's not just me that thinks that. That's like a thing. Like all of them, I think they could be flipped, and I think I agree with that.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, it is Rise. The first one is Rise.
Are we stupid?
Yes.
No shot.
You could still call this. You could still call this one like. I don't know. Maybe it is the perfect name. Maybe it's film series. Maybe it should be Dawn. You know what? These movies, the name doesn't matter. They slap. Okay.
True. So the first one tells you how the monkey got smart.
Yes.
And how James Franco was, you know, a part of it.
And how he's also a part of humankind getting wiped out.
Yes.
I don't know with that too. I think that's more
accidentally
monkey getting smart.
Yeah. I think both parts are important. So
true. Both parts are important.
Yeah. The monkey name is Caesar.
No.
My fucking hero. Thankfully, he beats the shit out of the guy with the Mustang.
Yeah, Draco Malfoy. Oh wait, no,
gets
not
him
that
sick.
Guy. My bad. That's not Draco Malfoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he does also beat the shit out of Draco Malfoy. Well, no, he doesn't.
No.
Draco Malfoy accidentally kills himself.
I'm giving Caesar the credit for that kill. I'm sorry. He killed him. He absolutely killed him.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it tells you how he gets his monkey friends and how he gets them all smart and stuff and, you know, how they rise.
True. How they rise. absolutely how they rise.
Yeah. At the end of the movie, all the monkeys make it to, you know, their new home in, just north of San Francisco, where, you know, we've been.
True. We've been there. Places I've been.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So that's kind of how the first one ends. And we roll into the next one, which is
Dawn.
Dawn.
This one has a different director.
Or Rise.
Dawn or Rise. This one should be the war, in my opinion.
Yes. Okay.
This one,
or war. It could be any of the three.
It should be war. This one should be war. The last one should be Rise. The first one should be Dawn. There it is.
You know, call it whatever you want.
We're calling it that. This one gets a new director. This one and the third one have the same director, Matt Reeves. He's great. I love him.
Yeah.
He hasn't missed, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. What are some other movies he did that weren't monkey?
He just recently did The Batman. I believe he also directed, he either directed or produced Cloverfield, which I think that movie just kind of holds a special place in my heart. He wrote,
yeah.
He's written multiple things.
He's
an executive producer on 10 Cloverfield Lane, which that movie is also a banger. Let me see what other stuff he's directed. I'm looking at the IMDb. He did direct Cloverfield. I'm right.
Nice.
He's also directing the upcoming Batman film. But these movies are what really put him on the map, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn and War specifically are very, very highly praised action.
Yeah, I think both very good.
I agree. Deservedly, these movies slap.
So the second one really shows, it's more of like a post-apocalyptic movie, since the monkey flu sped around and wiped some folks out, and other people didn't get wiped out.
True.
So
some,
you know, it's like
immune.
It's like you know, every zombie movie you ever seen, it's pretty similar to that.
Except it's monkeys, and they're a bit smarter because they create civilization
and way cooler.
And cooler, yeah, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, so so it starts with that, and the monkeys come, or not the monkeys, the people, huh?
What?
The people come in, start fucking with the monkeys, and the monkey's like, quit fucking with us.
No.
And then evil monkey is like, we gotta get them humans.
Kill them.
So, there's a big fight. Caesar says no to evil monkey. And gets evil monkey, and then unfortunately sets us up for the third movie, which is war.
You know, I feel like we don't need to break down the plot.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like it's you know, these movies kind of like, I don't think they need to be explained. I think people should definitely watch them if they haven't seen them, for sure.
Okay.
Not that I hate what you're doing, but I also don't enjoy it. So I'm
not sure if I do either.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. Mm-hmm. I think these movies as a trilogy are one of the best trilogies of like the 2010s easily. There hasn't been much that's come out that's better. I think every single one has like standout, like whether it's visual performances or mocap performances. Andy Serkis is Caesar in all of these, and he is like perfect in the role. He voices him. He does the mocap. That's him. I would say that Dawn and War are when these movies kind of get a bit more like serious almost. Because the first one, it's fine. It's good. It doesn't feel as gritty. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't feel like it's willing to like, you know, kind of go there. Whereas Dawn and War, they are very like, They're war movies.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. actually.
It's like monkey war movie.
Yeah, and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
The second one in particular has one of like my favorite shots in the entire series with the like the when they're invading like a settlement, the monkeys.
Yeah.
Which are led by the bad guys. Mm-hmm. There's a really cool shot where it's like a swivel on a tank, and it's like mm-hmm. spinning around while there's like a bunch of carnage from the invasion of the monkeys, and it's like it's perfect. Mm-hmm. And all of these movies have like stellar visual effects.
Yeah.
The third one specifically, it's very hard to differentiate what's real and what's not mm-hmm. throughout the entire series, but the third one is crazy because they've got snow. These monkeys are getting mm-hmm. wet. It's beautiful.
Those, oh my god, dude, so good.
Anytime mm-hmm. they close up on Maurice's face, it's like, what the fuck? How do they even do
I'm
this?
Like, did they get a real monkey?
It's real baboon.
It's an orangutan.
Orangutan. My bad. Bro. Mm-hmm. Which of these was your favorite? It's like picking a favorite child, for me. I feel like Rise is a bit of the sleeper, but like, I feel like Dawn and War are so close in quality.
Mm-hmm.
War feels a bit less like an action movie. Admittedly, it's more of a gritty revenge tale that eventually becomes like a POW fucking like. War criminal escape film with a little bit of war
and monkey
and some solid acting from our boy Woody Harrelson and Andy Serkis.
Yeah,
I think I gotta go with Dawn. I love Dawn quite a bit, so it'd be hard to top this one for me. War is very close to topping it though. War is close to perfect, but I think Dawn might be perfect. So. That's how I see it.
I like all the characters in Dawn.
Valid.
And in War, I don't know if you know the.
You don't like Bad Ape?
Bad Ape is fucking hilarious.
He's the best.
I also can't tell if he's like really old or like.
Stupid. Probably both.
Well, I mean, obviously he's stupid.
True.
But I don't know. He's a very funny character, but you know, I really liked you know following the stories with Koba and Caesar. True. So I think I'm gonna have to go with Dawn because I think their you know battle that they have. Or, you know, power struggle that they have, I think, is amazing.
Yeah, I think that dynamic really carries that movie for sure. Mm-hmm. Not carries, but it does a lot of heavy lifting in that movie. It's interesting because you could almost, like, relate to, like, Koba's thought process to an extent. Because he's only been wronged by humans. He's only seen them do wrong. So he's just, like, paranoid and, like...
Fuck him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's, like, pseudo-sympathetic, even though he's, like... kind of maniac at the end, killing people immediately or like for no reason. And but anyways, mm-hmm. these movies very good. Do we want to rate each one individually? It's pretty easy for me.
Let's just do the trilogy as a whole.
Okay, trilogy as a whole is a 9 for me.
Yeah, I would agree with that. How many times have you seen these movies?
I've seen Rise about 3 times. I've seen Dawn probably about 7, and I've seen War twice. The first time I saw it was in theaters. Last time was last night, actually. Me and Nadem watched it. So,
nice.
Mashallah, brother.
Mashangalas, brother.
Yeah.
This is my first time watching these. They were definitely on my list to watch, and I'm glad I did. They were so fucking good. So
yeah, I am going to
stick with the same score as you as with a 9.
Pog. Now, mm-hmm. Adeb actually brought up a very interesting question because he was like, what do you prefer? Like, these or the Avatar movies? Because they're both very similar if you want to think about it. Like, they're like both very like driven
and,
by.
And you know what? I had a thought at during War.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, when I saw, you know, the monkeys on both sides still.
True.
And I was like, what? They transferred the human minds into the monkeys? Or I was like, are they doing an Avatar thing here? So
That'd be wild.
I just thought it was funny, but
yeah.
I
think it's hard. It's a solid comparison, but it's also hard to compare the two because I think Avatar is not a completed trilogy where this one has a beginning, middle, and end. So it's like,
yeah.
Right now I'd pick this, but Avatar could change my perspective on that because I really like that second one and I really like the first one. So
I really like the second one. you know, I don't mind a long movie.
Me either.
And I mean, man, those visuals in that one, and you know, I feel like the stories can be seen as pretty similar. So
I agree wholeheartedly. They're very similar.
Yeah.
That's where
so
I was a good comparison. I was like, holy.
Yeah. I think that's a great comparison. I don't know if I have anything until you know, the trilogy's done.
I feel that. Mm-hmm. That's why I was like, as of right now, it's the apes, but. To be determined.
Yeah. Also, new like, 8 movie coming out.
Soon. On the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big. We're going to have to see that one.
Absolutely.
Together. That's,
I think, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I think what we should also do is watch all the old ones, but that's just me. I know that they're not good, but...
Yeah.
Man.
How many are there? Aren't there a bunch?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then there's the Tim Burton one with Marky Mark. So 6.
Let's just watch that one.
I mean, we should definitely watch that one.
You gotta do it just for Marky Mark.
Yeah. That one's probably going to be funny. So.
Yeah. I think, but yeah, I would recommend these to everybody.
Absolutely.
If these trilogies are on like Netflix or just like somewhere all together, I will probably watch them again.
Yeah. Very good. 9 out of 10, would recommend to all homies.
Yes. And to round out this episode, the ARAM report
is coming back.
We'll be back soon.
It will return.
Mm-hmm. It will return.
The way.
Yes. So, yes. And that's it.
Get ready for Dark Harvests.
Soon.
Soon. That's Dan. I'm Matt.
That's Matt. I'm Dan.
We're back.
We're back.
And we're gone.
Soon.
Soon.